今天聊一个话题。
Let's talk about a topic today.
朱棣为什么能把事干成？朱棣。
Why could Judai achieve the achievements of Judai?
如何去操控权力的？
How to control power?
你有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about?
为什么有些领导团队能为他赴汤蹈火，甘愿背锅？
Why some leadership teams are willing to take the blame for him?
甚至觉得离开他就是背叛自己。
I even felt like leaving him was a betrayal of myself.
而有些领导发奖金给股权，团队依然离心。
However, some leaders still give bonuses to the equity team, which makes them feel alienated.
你得稍遇困难就一哄而散。
The crowd dispersed in disarray.
这背后藏着朱棣式的权谋逻辑。
This lies behind the Machiavellian logic of the Ming Dynasty Emperor Zhu Dai.
今天就来拆解朱棣最高级的管理术。
Today, let's break down the most sophisticated management techniques of the Ming Dynasty.
从来不是靠恐惧。
It's never been about fear.
而是靠激活大臣们自愿的程序。
Instead, it relies on activating programs that require the ministers to voluntarily participate.
朱棣前先看朱元璋。
Before, Zhu Dai looked at Zhu Yuanzhang.
这位从底层杀出的开国皇帝，核心手段就四个字。
The core tactics of the founding emperor who rose from the bottom.
制造恐惧。
Create fear.
他用均田地给农民。
He gave the land to the farmers.
希望用锦衣卫给官员恐惧。
I hope to use the eunuchs to instill fear in the officials.
徐达生背疽，明知鹅肉是发物，致死。
Zhu Darsheng was detained, knowing that eating goose meat was harmful and led to his death.
偏刺蒸鹅。
Anti,
这不是恩赐。
This is not a gift.
是测试。
Test,
是我要你死。
I want you to die.
你还得谢恩的绝对服从性测试。
You still need to thank the absolute obedience test.
宋濂在家赋诗饮酒，第二天。
On the second day of drinking and composing poetry at home.
朱元璋就能在朝堂上复述一遍。
Zhu Yuanzhang could repeat it again in the court.
让你觉得天威无处不在。
Make you feel that Tamwei is everywhere.
这套打法简单粗暴。
This strategy is simple and direct.
直接有效。
Direct and effective.
给每个人心里暗示的压力。
Give everyone a mental pressure.
但问题也很明显。
But the problem is also obvious.
恐惧能让人听话。
Fear can make people obedient.
却不能让追随者真正发挥创造力。
However, it cannot allow followers to truly unleash their creativity.
大家只求无过。
Everyone only seeks to be flawless.
不求有功
Not seeking success
荣誉惩罚
Honor punishment
因压力恐惧而行动
Take action due to fear of pressure
一旦监控消失
Once the surveillance disappears
动力就归零
The power is gone
朱棣不一样
Judai is different
同样是造反起家
Also, starting from rebellion.
同样要面对合法性危机。
Also, facing a crisis of legitimacy.
但朱棣开创了一个全新的权力游戏。
But Zhu Dai created a new game of power.
把恐惧包装成恩情。
To wrap fear in the guise of grace.
把控制伪装成成全。正好和他爹相反。
turn control into enabling, which is the opposite of what his father wants.
让你觉得自己是在被成全。
Make you feel like you're being supported.
而不是被动驱使。
Instead of being passively driven.
你缺什么？
What are you missing?
我就成为什么？被需要感拉满整个全书。
What makes me feel so needed and fulfilled in my career?
朱棣起兵靖难时。
When Emperor Zhu Dai launched a rebellion.
满朝文武视他为逆贼，天下读书人骂他为乱臣贼子。这时候，换作朱元璋会怎么做？
When everyone in the court and the people saw him as a traitor, and the scholars and officials called him a traitor, what would Zhu Yuanjing do?
杀，杀到没人敢骂为止。
Kill until no one dares to scold.
但朱棣找到了当时的读书人的精神领袖。
But Zhu Dai found the spiritual leader of the scholars of that time.
方孝孺。
Fang Zeraro.
他没有直接杀。
He didn't directly kill.
而是给出一个让所有人都没想到的条件。
Instead, a condition was given that everyone had never thought of.
先生若肯为我起草继位诏书。
If you would draft a decree for me to declare my succession to the throne.
便是新朝第一功臣。注意。
Be careful, the first minister of the new dynasty.
这不是收买。
This is not a bribe.
这是身份背书。
This is an identity certificate.
朱棣太清楚了。
Zhu Dai knew it all.
他要的不是方孝孺这个人。
He wasn't after Fang Zeraro, the person.
而是方孝孺身上那套读书人的光环。
Instead, it was the aura of a scholar that Fang Zhaoji possessed.
读书人的身份而已。
The identity of a reader.
一旦方孝孺点头。
Once Fang Zhaoji nodded.
全天下反对的声音会在一夜之间消失大半。
All opposing voices will disappear in a short time.
方孝孺拒绝了。
Fang Hao refused.
写下燕贼篡位。
Write down the usurper's coup.
朱棣暴怒。
Emperor Zhu Dai was furious.
朱旗十足。
It's complete.
但你看这个结果，杀归杀，姿态。
But look at this result, the killing posture.
做足了，天下人都看到了。
Everyone can see it.
不是我不尊重读书人，是方孝。
It's not that I don't respect readers, it's Fang Zeraro.
不如不识抬举。
If I don't know how to do it. Well,
这场表演把自己包装成了被迫的正义。
This performance packaged itself as a forced justice.
极大地消除了反抗的舆论底层。
Greatly eliminated the public opinion base that resisted.
怎么解释这一招的魔力？
How to explain the magic of this move?
每个人都有被认同和需要。
Everyone has a sense of belonging and needs.
人都渴望归属和尊重。
Everyone desires belonging and respect.
当朱棣对方孝孺说“非你不可”，让你瞬间觉得自己无比重要。
When Zhu Dai said only you can do this, it instantly made you feel incredibly important.
就如同你让一个人帮了你一个忙。
Just like asking someone to help you with something.
他的大脑。
His brain.
为了解释我为什么要帮他，会下意识地说服自己。
Why do I subconsciously convince myself that I'm helping him?
我是认同他的，朱棣。
I am like Zhu Dai.
请方孝孺执笔。
Please, Fang Zeraro, be like a pen and paper.
就是让对方的大脑滑向自我说服的边缘。 最隐蔽的就是朱棣把篡位重新定义为需要你见证的证明，给了方孝孺一个历史的角色。
The most insidious way to push someone towards self-deception is when Zhu Diary defines usurping the throne as a necessary act that requires proof, giving Feng Yaoxi a historical role.
大多数人根本无法拒绝一个宏大的故事。
Most people can't resist a grand story.
每个人的心里藏掖着对意义感的恐惧。
Everyone has a fear of meaning.
回忆一下自己，有人寻求你的帮助时。
Remember when someone asked for your help.
提供帮助后。
After providing assistance.
通常会有积极的意义感。
Usually have a positive meaning.
所以你看，高手管理者从不说。
So, you see, a good manager never says,
你必须听我的,会说,这个项目非你不可。
You must listen to me. This project is only for you.
只有你能帮我扛下来。
Only you can help me carry it.
给的不是命运。
It's not destiny.
是被需要的快感。人可以被命令。
The desired pleasure can be commanded.
但只会为被需要而拼命。
But only to oppose the need and strive.
所以给你选择。
So, here are your choices.
但选项全是我设计的。
But all the options are designed by me.
不自主的幻觉。
A controlled hallucinations.
就会有自愿感。
Then there will be a sense of voluntariness.
朱棣最狠的地方是让人以为自己在做选择。
What Zhu Dai was most ruthless about was making people think they were making a choice.
其实所有的路都通向他预设的终点。
In fact, all the roads lead to the destination he has predetermined. Well,
夺位之后要迁都北京。
After seizing power, he moved the capital to Beijing.
满朝文武。
The whole world is at one's disposal.
反对南京繁华富庶。
Oppose the prosperity and wealth of Nanjing.
谁愿意去苦寒之地？
Who would go to a cold place?
朱棣没有强行下旨。
Emperor Zhu Dai did not issue a decree forcefully.
而是给了反对最激烈大臣一个选择，要么留在南京。
Instead, the most vehement opposition minister was given a choice, either stay in Nanjing,
要么从此远离权力中心。
Either stay away from the center of power,
要么随驾北迁，加官进爵。
Either follow the government to migrate north and advance in rank.
看起来是选择。
It seems to be a choice.
其实是筛选。
It's actually a filtering.
你想象一下。
Imagine.
留下的人还在。
The people are still there.
但政治生命结束了。
But the political life ended.
跟去的自动成为他的核心班底。
He became the core of the team.
忠诚度天然拉满。
Loyalty is naturally full.
好。
Okay.
我们下期再拆解朱棣。
We will analyze Zhu Dai in the next issue.
如何让郑和心甘情愿地栖下西洋？关注我。
How to make Zhang He willingly follow me to the sunset.
带你透过历史缝隙
Take you through the historical gaps
看懂人情世故
Understanding human relationships and social customs
每天了解一个历史人物
Learn one historical object every day
我们下期见
See you next time